The Czech foreign minister has met in Paris with Jean-David Levit, the diplomatic advisor to the French president. The chairman of the Czech Constitutional Court has warned that additional cuts to the court's budget would negatively impact its functioning. Entropa, a controversial sculpture by well-known Czech artist David Černý that caused a scandal in Brussels, has found a permanent home in Plzeň. The Czech foreign minister, Karel Schwarzenberg, met with diplomatic advisor to the French president, Jean-David Levit, on Monday to discuss a number of issues, including his position on France's recent expulsion of hundreds of Roma for not abiding by French law. Not long ago, Mr. Schwarzenberg criticized the move in an interview for a Czech daily, saying it was impossible not to suspect that a racist perspective had played a role. He at the time also said it was against the spirit of the European Union. In Paris on Monday, the Czech foreign minister raised the issue again, stressing it was a sensitive one for him, as he had grown up not far from the camp at Leti, Bohemia, during World War II, where hundreds of Roma had been interned. 327 died there, while more than 500 were sent to Auschwitz. On Monday, Mr. Schwarzenberg and Mr. Levit discussed other matters besides the Roma during their meeting, such as the completion of Czech nuclear power plants Temelín and Dukovany, in which France has reportedly expressed an interest. Further cuts in the budget of the Czech Constitutional Court would affect the efficiency of its decision-making and decrease the standard of human rights protection, the court's chairman, Pavel Rychetský, has said following a meeting with the Prime Minister on Monday. Prime Minister Petr Nečas agreed after they met that the court was currently extended to its absolute limits, pointing out that it received some 3,500 petitions per year. As a result, the government is looking for ways to relieve the workload through possible systemic changes. The Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil has said one of the options could be the court not being obliged to justify all resolutions, rejecting complaints without proceedings, for instance, in cases where there were formal shortcomings. Entropa, a controversial sculpture by well-known Czech artist David Černý that caused a scandal in Brussels in 2009, has found a permanent home in Plzeň. A museum known as Techmania acquired the artwork and held its opening ceremony on Monday. The work was bought for a reported 10.2 million crowns. According to the museum's director, Vlastimil Volák, the artwork and other installations on site will be used to fuel discussion on European issues. Back in 2008, the artwork, then unspecified, was commissioned by Mirek Topolánek's center-right government to officially represent the Czech Republic during its EU presidency. After its unveiling, it caused a scandal in the manner it depicted national stereotypes within the 27-member union, representing Bulgaria, for example, as a Turkish squat toilet. The Czech news agency CTK has reported that two members of the now-defunct Workers' Party, suspected of having supported and promoted movements aimed at suppressing human rights and freedoms, will remain in custody pending trial. The accused are Patrik Vondrák and Michaela Dupová, along with six others. Their case is being heard by the District Court in Prague 1. Police and specialists in extremism believe the group includes top members of the Czech neo-Nazi movement. The state prosecutor has charged the suspects with having organized ultra-right demonstrations, white power concerts, and having promoted hate groups. Both Mr. Vondrák and Ms. Dupová previously applied for release ahead of trial. Turning quickly to sport now, the Czech team will be at full strength in the upcoming semi-final of tennis's Davis Cup in Belgrade, the team's non-playing coach Jaroslav Navratil has confirmed. Nominated are Jan Hayek and Ivo Minaj, together with the country's two strongest players, Radek Štěpánek and Tomáš Berdych, both of whom missed the quarterfinal in Chile due to injury. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the news.